Hello, it's 1:30, and today is the 8th of May. I'm actually really excited because I thought my microphone was broken. It turns out it's not. There was a little squeaking noise on my two previous booths. They got really annoying. I could hardly listen to them. But this one sounds good, so there we go, no worries. Cool. What have I been up to since then? Wow, lots of things. I've been doing an essay for my development economics module, which the question which was asked was, does inequality cause civil war? Boring economics, yeah, all that jazz. But it's quite interesting when you get into it. Compared to some economics. And I've found out that it does sometimes, which is obviously really conclusive. Economics aside, which I like to do every now and then, my best friend from home is coming up today, Laura Myers. She'll be arriving at 5:30, and then we shall be drinking lots of alcohol, sensibly, obviously, drinking responsibly, as you should as well. And then we're going out to the nightclub, which would be brilliant. What else? I did a great radio show, one of the best we've done in a while, actually. That's available. If you go to www.tr.im/loaded, you can listen again to that show there. That was really, really good. Better one coming out next week, obviously. Also, I'm going to be on air tonight, pre-recorded, but I'll be on air at forgeradio.com doing my technology review show. That's techno, and that's at 6 o'clock, Forge Radio. Yeah, apart from that, just revision for exams and things. I'm based in Sheffield. The weather's really, really nice, which is great, but it's a pain because I've been in the library all the time, which is obviously a bit rubbish. And that's about it. I've done a few boos. In fact, I think my last boo was facetiously entitled Swine Boo, which is a play on words. I hope you got that. And yeah, on the topic of swine flu, which I've mentioned quite a lot in my show as well, it's really funny. But yeah, on the topic, what's happened to it? Because it seems to have gone, and I think it might just be a bit like SARS and, you know, avian flu, H5N1, they were talking about. It's kind of come and gone again, so there you go. My best mate thinks that we're going to be hearing about it down south. He's going to go down to the southern hemisphere and kind of kill lots of people there and then come back to the north for our winter. So potentially a worry. But yeah, for the moment, it looks like we're safe from swine flu, which is good news. So there we go.